ACDC, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. came off a 1975 LP called TNT that was released in Australia and New Zealand only. And in 1976, that song also came on an LP that was called High Voltage. But now, if you're looking for High Voltage, you may find a 1975 release with the same title, but it doesn't have that on there. So it's kind of confusing. I hope I got all that correct. But anyway, AC/DC is a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And last week I did a show that was LP cuts on LPs that were pretty well known or have become well known and had some hits off of them. But these songs I'm playing today did not do that. So this is part two. I said last week I would do a part two, and I just decided to go ahead and do it this week. So that's what we're doing, more LP cuts today. So thanks for joining us, and hope you hear something good and maybe something you hadn't heard in a while, maybe something you've never heard. We're going to get started with Jackson Browne, then the Eagle, and then Dan Fogelberg. So here right now from 1973, Jackson Browne, and a really, really, really fun song. I enjoyed this one, called Ready or Not.
Someone's gonna have to explain it to me. I'm not sure what it means. My baby's feeling funny in the morning. She's having trouble getting into her jeans. Her waistline seems to be expanding, although she never feels like eating a thing. I guess we'll reach some understanding when we see what the future will bring. Barroom door, and that girl came home with me. Now baby's feeling funny in the morning. She says she's got a lot on her mind. Nature didn't give her any warning. Now she's gonna have to leave her wild ways behind. She says she doesn't care if she never spends another night running loose on the town. She's gonna be eyes and tell me, brother, if I look like I'm ready. I told her I had always lived alone, and I probably always.
Because once upon a time, you held a love so strong and fine, but all the others simply don't compare. She's always on your mind, but once upon a time, you had her strong and fine, but all the others simply don't compare. She's always on your mind, but once upon a time you had her there.
Fogelberg, Once Upon a Time, 1977, an album called Netherlands, and it went up to number 13 on the pop charts, that LP did, but there were no charted songs on that LP. But man, if you like kind of mellow and those type songs there, give that one a listen if you can find that on YouTube or somewhere, that whole album. It's got some really, really good stuff on it. And I can sit there and play AC/DC all day long, like I started the show with, but then I really enjoy the Dan Fogelberg type music also. Oh, by the way, did I mention on that AC/DC that that's one of the few hard rocking records like that that has bagpipes in it? Did you pick up on the bagpipes? Well, they're in there. But anyway, and before the Dan Fogelberg, we had the Eagles, a song called Out of Control, 1973. It came on an album called Desperado, and that album went up to number 41, and it received a Grammy Hall of Fame, and it has some hits on there. Tequila Sunrise is on there. Went up to number 64. Outlaw Man, really good song, went to 59. And of all things, Desperado, their version of it, didn't chart, but that's the name of the album, and that was the lead song, but it didn't chart. Jackson Browne before that, Ready or Not, 1973 LP called For Every Man, went up to number 43 that year for him. It is rated in the Rolling Stone 500 influential albums as number 457. And it had a couple hits too. Redneck Friend was on there. I really like that one. Number 85, it reached number 85. But it also has songs like Take It Easy, and These Days, and For Every Man. Really, really nice sounds. Good sounds from Jackson Browne. Okay, we're keeping going here. We've got Stevie Nicks going to get us started from her first LP. Then Pink Floyd's going to do one. And then Grand Funk. So here we go right now. And Stevie Nicks, really nice song off her number one album in 1981, Belladonna. And this is a song called The Highwayman.
I am just a newborn,
Come Tumbling. That's kind of off an LP from 1971 called E Pluribus Funk. Went up to number 5 on the pop charts. Had a couple hits. Foot Stomping Music, number 29, and Upsetter, number 73. Upsetter is a song that, as it fades out, this song I just played, I Come Tumbling, breaks right in. It's a real good way that they go from that one, Upsetter, into I Come Tumbling. But boy, I like all those songs there. So. But Grand Funk, to me, Grand Funk's one of the least appreciated, I guess is one way to say it, of all the rocking groups back in that time. I mean, they get a lot of accolades, and they're a good group and everything, but I just don't think people think of them sometime when they think of some of the better groups of the time. But boy, they could really rock and roll. Pink Floyd, Young Lust, 1979. Off the Wall LP. Number 1 is where that album wound up. It's a Grammy Hall of Fame winner. And on the Rolling Stone 500 Most Influential LPs, it's number 87. Had a couple hits. Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, went up to number 1. And Run Like Hell went up to number 53 for them. But a real good song. I've always enjoyed listening to The Wall. And Stevie Nicks, The Highwayman, 1981. Number 1 LP for her. Belladonna was the name of the LP. Had quite a few hits. Stop Dragging My Heart Around, number 3, After the Glitter Fades, really nice song. Number 32, Edge of 17, Just Like the White Winged Dove, number 11. And Leather and Lace, another good song, number 6. But this was called The Highwayman. Hope you enjoyed that one from Stevie Nicks. Okay, we're playing LP cuts that didn't chart off some well-known LPs. And we're going to get right back into it right now with the Allman Brothers, then Black Sabbath. And then Derek and the Dominoes. So here we go, right now, one of my favorite Allman Brothers songs, Don't Keep Me Wondering. We'll be right back.
keep on holding on, but I don't get no stronger. Please don't keep me wondering no longer.
Yeah. to come by. All the people give a happy sign. See us pass by, giving a sign. There's all the people feeling so fine. Never talking, just keep walking, spreading this magic.
There at the very end. Derek and the Dominoes, It's Too Late. Of course, that's Eric Clapton along with so many other good musicians, and Dwayne Allman. They had Bobby Whitlock was there, Carl Riddell, Jim Gordon, had a lot of good people involved in this LP. And Dwayne did play on this one. Dwayne Allman did play on It's Too Late. That's a Chuck Willis song. But in 1970, in the LP, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. It went up to number 16 on the pop charts. It received a Grammy Hall of Fame. And on the Rolling Stone 500 Most Influential LPs, it was number 115. Bell Bottom Blues charted off of this, went up to number 78. Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad, 120. And then Layla went up to number 10. Derek and the Dominoes. The Wizard before that, Black Sabbath, 1970. The album was Black Sabbath, and it went up to number 23 on the pop charts. Rolling Stone 500, Most Influential. This one makes number 241. In fact, their first three LPs all are on the Rolling Stone 500 list. Paranoid went up to number 130, is rated number 130, and Master of Reality gets to 298. Now, this song, The Wizard, I've often, you know, growing up listening to it on the radio, I always thought it was a charted song, but it didn't chart. But I think it's one of the better things they did back in the day. Of course, I'm not a big Black Sabbath fan. I didn't listen to everything they did, but I remember that LP and I remember this song. But I did like that song. The Allman Brothers Band, speaking of Dwayne Allman, Don't Keep Me Wondering, 1970, from an LP called Idlewild South, number 38 on the pop charts. The song called Revival, Love Is Everywhere, charted off this, went up to number 92. But you'll know some of these other songs. Midnight Rider came off this one, Hoochie Coochie Man, and in Memory of Elizabeth Reed. A lot of good stuff came off this LP. But this was called Don't Keep Me Wondering, and I really thought this one should have charted also. Okay, let's keep going. We've got more LP cuts that didn't chart. We got the Stones going to start us off, then the Bachman-Turner Overdrive, and then a group called Bang. Do you remember Bang? Do we have any Bang fans out there? Okay, here we go. But anyway, we'll see how that one, what that one is. Let's get started right now. We've got the Rolling Stones off of the LP Out of Our Heads, 1965, their version of Cry to Me.
Come on. and not care where you are, no matter where you are. But rainbows are not made from man green. I got to try to find a way to ease my mind.
You're like a watchtower. You've been taking my money. You're like a watchtower, baby. You've been taking my
we'll be right back.
1972, that's a group called Bang. The album was called Bang. It only made it to number 164 on the pop charts. And it had one hit called Questions. And I remember hearing that song off and on. It only went up to number 90, so you didn't hear it a lot everywhere. But I remember hearing that song back in 72. And I thought, what else do these guys do? And bought the album. And kind of like a bad Black Sabbath type group. They were real dark and heavy. But I've always liked that song, Come With Me. A little headbang in there. Bang, 1972. Bachman Turner Overdrive, 1974. Number one LP called Not Fragile. That's a hard rocking song called Sledgehammer. On that LP, it was Roll On Down the Highway, came off there, went up to number 14. And You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, number one. But Sledgehammer will get you going there, no doubt about it. Bachman Turner Overdrive. And boy, oh boy, the Rolling Stones, their version of Solomon Burke's song, Cry to Me. 1965, number one LP, Out of Our Heads. Of course, it had Last Time, went up to number nine, Satisfaction, number one. Play with Fire, number 96, so had some hits off there, but this one didn't chart. The LP itself on the Rolling Stone 500 influential LPs was number 114. But, man, I do like that version of Cry to Me. Because, of course, Cry to Me is one of my favorite ones. I just love that song. So, but anyway, all right, we got to keep going. We only got time for one more set. And this one set is by one person. We're going to do an Elton John off his Yellow Brick, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road LP, 1973, a number one LP for him. Had quite a few hits. But there was a song that got a lot of airplay but just didn't ever chart. I guess because, you know, it's 11 minutes long. But it's really two songs combined. And I read a little bit about this. And the first song is Funeral for a Friend, but it goes right into a song called Love Lies Bleeding. And Elton said that since Funeral for a Friend was played in the key of A and Love Lies Bleeding was A, they just went right into it. And it sounds like one long song for over 11 minutes. But that, I'll just play that one right here. From 1973, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road LP, Elton John, Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding. Elton John, Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, 1973, number one LP, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I remember when I first heard that, and a buddy of mine had it and started playing it, and I just really, really liked it. I had to go get me a copy of that. So a lot of good songs off there. It won a Grammy Hall of Fame, and on the Rolling Stone 500 LPs, it's number 91. Candle in the Wind came off that. Wow, what a great song. Number six in the nation, Benny and the Jets, number one. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, number two. And Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, number 12 in the nation for him. So really nice song and album. And like I said, Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding did get a lot of airplay on the album rock stations, but just didn't chart. But good sound. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy these type shows where you play songs that just didn't chart. You probably heard a lot of these, but if you didn't get into LPs, you may not know a lot of these. So, but there's some good sounds out there that didn't chart, and some of them didn't get much airplay, if any at all. But we got to go, and thanks for listening to the BRC Radio Show. We're brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to end with an instrumental from a group called Boston. Boy, they had some great songs, didn't they? Great albums. We're going to play one called The Launch, 1986, off an LP called Third Stage. This was their third LP. This one went up to number one in the nation. Had a couple hits on there. Amanda went up to number one. We're Ready, number nine. And Can't You Say You Believe in Me, Still in Love, number 20 for them. And I know their first three LPs all had some instrumental music on it. I'm not sure after that if they did or not. I didn't get much into the other Bostons after that one, but I did like Boston. Really good sound they put out there. But this is a song called The Launch by Boston, 1986. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.